to South Coast's biggest underground music station.
That's right, people. We're back inside the building. 33 minutes past nine here. Trickstar Radio. How are we all feeling? I hope we're having a great start to the day. It's time for the interview hour, and we have got a very special guest in the building. Someone I'm very excited to have join us today. As always, I love getting the international kind of thing going on. I love speaking to people from different areas of the world. Man like Lando's in the building. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. You know, just a little tired. It's been an early morning, but I'm blessed.
It's good to see you, man. It's good to get you in the building. I've been looking forward to this one. We were speaking just before you came on. You finished at studio at 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah.
Jumped in the cab. Like, fair play for coming down. Thanks for making the trip, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks. It's like, just been on the go.
It's good to see you, though, man. Obviously, like, you're over in the UK at the moment. How long have you been here since you landed?
Touchdown Monday, so 4 days now. Yeah.
Four days. Yeah. Nice. How are you finding the UK in general? I'm sure you've seen some strange stuff since landing.
Yeah, but you know, I haven't really clocked too much of it. I've just been too busy trying to get from one event to another. Yeah.
Nice, man. Like, so since you've kind of been here, like, what's the sort of general layout been looking like? What have you been getting up to? Obviously, I know you're over here on sort of musical business, shall we say. Like, what's the sort of general layout been looking like?
Oh, I've just been trying to figure out how to cross the street. Like, I don't know. Nah, but on the real, like, we've been doing some interviews. I popped up at open mic. We've been doing some networking and then studio, obviously, because some collaborators over here I've been wanting to link with, like, in person, that I've been talking to from, like, past four, like, 3-4 years now. So yeah, just been working.
Nice, man. I mean, it's I feel it's always cool when people come to the UK and get very much involved, shall we say, into the studio spaces, into things like open mics. I mean, obviously you're based in Toronto, I believe. You're based in Toronto. So
yeah.
I mean, there's always a lot of comparisons made, I feel, between the UK and Canada, and kind of like attitudes and things like that, and the way people kind of work. Like, obviously I'm gonna ask, it's the first time I think I've interviewed someone who lives in Toronto on the show. Like, talk to me about Toronto, bro. What's it like from a kind of musical perspective?
Oh, from a music person, like, such, like, disciplined artists. I feel like in Toronto, you'd find the sickest, craziest experimental sounds, influenced by, like, the Caribbean, like, Indo, like, Canadian culture, like, African culture. And the one thing, though, is, like, you can have a studio across the street from you, and you have a studio, like, on the next side, and not know that there's an artist that's been recording over there, and you could have been living there for like 3 years. That's the only thing that's crazy.
It's all kept, like, quite under wraps.
It's kept under wraps. Not on purpose, but that's what's just been happening.
It's interesting. I mean, as I said, I always see these kind of these comparisons, I feel, between London and Toronto, especially kind of like the way the cities are built, the kind of, like, I suppose, the mindset of people a lot of the time. I always get told as well that if I'm ever going to go somewhere, go to Toronto, because you'll feel right at home, which is quite a cool one. I mean, as you've been over here, I've always heard good things about Toronto food wise. Being a food guy myself, I'm sure we're all food people in the building. Who doesn't like food at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Talk to me about your experiences food wise since you've been here, because I always need to ask this.
I haven't really tried anything new yet. Like, haven't had the time. Been at McDonald's. That's it. Like, the menu's different, you know? But, like, funny you say this, because I was at another interview, and they were saying, pie and mash, fish and chips. Haven't had any of those. Like, yeah.
You know what? As someone that lives here, they're fine. They're all right. The beauty, I feel, of a lot of the time of eating in London especially is just how wide the range is. Like, the amount of different cultures that all get absorbed into one big bubble, and you never know, you could eat something completely different from different ends of the world each and every evening.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to try the Indian food, because I hear over here it's solid.
I think it's the most popular food type over here. I think, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not 100, but we'll move with it. Moving forward, obviously we're here to talk about music primarily. I don't want to keep waffling on about food the entire time. I want to talk about, obviously, your catalogue so far, because I've looked back to 2021. There's been a few singles been released, a few really cool collaborations in there as well. Talk to me about your kind of thing on collaborating, because it seems like it's something you're quite involved with. As you said, obviously, you've been in here getting into the studio with people. Like, how do you find that process?
Oh, I love it, because I feel like I get to enter a different world, you know, because I like to catch the vibe that the artist I'm working with has. And, like, I'm a very versatile artist, you know, I can do whatever I need to do on the beat and it'll still sound like me. So I just love collaborating. I really, really live to do that, because I feel like it then keeps me sharp.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does make sense. And I think as you say, it keeps you sharp. It keeps you on your feet. And it also kind of gives you that idea of what other people are up to as well. Everyone feeds off each other's kind of influence, which is a really cool thing.
And you get to also see their process. You know, they might like punch in, whereas you might just do like a whole take straight.
Yeah.
Or even with their writing, they might like come up with a hook first or like melody first. And you can like share ideas through that.
Awesome. I mean, it's cool to see. Obviously, we're here to primarily to talk about one tune in particular. I do want to kind of dive through a bit of the catalogue, like before we get into to the one that we're all here to discuss primarily, which we are going to get into in just a second. I want to kind of look, firstly, though, obviously, the kind of lead up to 16-bit, which is a big tune. It's a tune we were running on the show. And just in general, like the sort of vibe of this one. Would you say this is a very kind of typical approach from yourself sound-wise? Like, how would you describe your sound to someone who hasn't heard it before?
Me, like, I really don't would, because I can't box it in any way, you know. I'm like, whatever beat I get, like, I'm still me on there. That's what, like, you have to just listen to the music. I let the music talk,
so it's always going to switch up, you
know. Never know, so I don't want to say like straight up what I do. Yeah,
that makes sense. No, I think that's a good thing as well, because it's very easy. I feel especially in anything related to rap, anything related in any kind of avenue that kind of either stems from or has stemmed prior, it's very easy to get boxed in all the way back to dancehall reggae, everything along those lines. Mm-hmm. Very easy to get kind of boxed in. Obviously, I've been reading bios, I've been listening to previous interviews as well. The strong kind of thing that I'm seeing is this kind of combination on 16-bit of kind of grime and sort of almost dancehall and Afrobeats influence all coming into one. Like, again, are those influences you tend to dive into a fair bit, or is this just kind of like a brand new direction?
No, it's like, because I be listening to this music all the time. I grew up in Jamaica, so, you know, like, that's me. And I also have the Canadian side as well, so I throw in like Toronto slang, the Toronto terminology, all that in there. So it's just like, you know, blurring the lines.
That's cool,
that's a term that's been coming up lately.
Yeah. There we go. I think that's a good way of doing things. Again, as soon as you start to box stuff in, it starts to lose a bit of the charm. Yeah. It starts to lose a bit of that kind of rough cut edge, which I really enjoy. I always enjoy it. And it's something I did enjoy about 16-bit, which we are going to jump into now. Before we get into it, can you describe this tune in 3 words for me?
Ooh.
I love asking people this because it puts them on the spot, and I start to see people shaking.
All right, I'll say, since I'm over here, I'll say it's techie.
Techie, there we go.
Energetic, and it's heat, like,
there we go. Techie, energetic heat. I think that's it's a good 3-course menu for what we're about to get into. There we go then, people. We're going to jump into 16-bit next, just coming up to around 19 minutes to 10 here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. This is Breakfast with Kovu. We're joined by Lando this morning, looking through the catalogue and, of course, looking at a couple of new bits as well. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're live on at Trickstar Radio at Cub KXVU at Lando 6, I believe it is, with the 6 in the
top.
There we go. Get involved. Let's go. Here we go then, people. Coming up to 9:45 here, Trickstar Radio. We are back inside the building once again, exploring international music flavour from around the world. And today we are bringing it to the UK. We've got Man Like Lando in the building, fresh off a studio session last night. And then driving down this morning, I've got to say, thank you for making that as an effort, man. It's always really good to get people actually in the building.
Thanks. No, thanks for vibing with the music and having me here. Yeah,
I think that with that tune as well, there is something so unique about it. And I feel it definitely kind of has the international appeal, especially to the UK. There are so many elements of it that I could hear like different kind of UK rappers jumping on at the same time. How's the response been to this one?
Whoever's heard it, they're like, yo, it's Matt. Like, it's vibes. I've gotten so many DMs, like, put on more music like this and all of that. So it's been, people have been very receptive to it so far, which I'm surprised, because it's like I made this one in 2019 2020.
So this is one like from the archives. This is one that's kind of been in the works for a while. That's crazy. Like, I mean, this
it still sounds fresh though.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like it's literally just come out of the oven. You can still feel the crispiness of it, like literally just coming directly out. Obviously, you're over here in the UK. I'm assuming a lot of that is to kind of help push this tune for one. Like, how have you found the response over here, in particular?
Oh, they vibe with it too. They're like, yo, what is this? Like, because they're, I feel like there are a bit of grime elements in there, it's like the beat's not grime. You know, but the flow here and there is, and it's also not grime because it's its own thing, because I feel like it's my flavor with it. Like,
yeah.
putting in the Caribbean influence.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really cool kind of blend, man. And again, this is such a cool sound to kind of explore, mm-hmm. I feel, mm-hmm. Especially with what you're doing. And again, pouring all those influences together. I want to kind of move a little bit forward, though, because this one is a very cool tune. The response to it's been great. I've been loving spinning this one in the morning because it has that unique element to it. And it's exactly the sort of thing that we always look for on this show. I want to kind of talk about the kind of future. How long are you here in the UK for?
I'm here till the 6th of July.
Okay, cool. So you've still got a fair bit of time here.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you do get to try some of the good grub while you're some of the good food. But yeah, I mean, with tracks like this, again, I know I asked it a little bit earlier, but I want to talk about 16-bit in particular. Did you imagine it going in the direction it went? Like, as in, when you first sort of heard the instrumental, did you just have the vision instantly of where you wanted to go?
Yeah. I heard it, and because when I grew up in Jamaica, I had a Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's this one game I was playing. It's called, it's so obscure, Firepower 2000. But the intro has this really, like, the synths in 16-bit reminded me of that. So I'm like, oh, this sounds like the 16-bit game I used to play. So I called it 16-bit.
There we go.
And then from there, the flows just kept going and kept going. I wrote it in, like, 3 sessions, like, at the beginning of the, lockdown was coming around. So, like, had so much free time, so I didn't refine it further, and then but initially, the moment I heard it, I'm like, that's the direction I'm taking.
I think that's something you can always kind of feel, like, it doesn't feel like it's been, like, manufactured and kind of recycled and built into something that it feels very kind of organic. which is something I always love to hear.
That's why even hopping on with the UK flavor, I'm like, I'm not doing no next man's accent or nothing like that. This is like, this is me. Like, it wouldn't feel right if it's not me, you know? So yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is the thing. I want to kind of dive, as I said, into things that are kind of going on moving forward. Obviously, this is the kind of focus right now. What are you going to kind of be getting up to next then? Is there, like, are we talking music videos? Are we talking EPs on the way? Like, what's the general direction we're now going
in? So this is the first single off an EP that I have loaded, like, already ready. There's supposed to be another single which will have visuals, and then after that, like, that's lead up into the fall, where there's gonna be another single which is trickling into another EP that, like, you'll hear next year, because, like, the music, I'm sitting on the music and I'm gonna feed the streets for sure.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we like to hear. Well, we're gonna get into another one next. And this one's literally been sent over as we've arrived in the building, which I'm really excited. I haven't even heard this one yet, but I'm very excited to see how it sounds. It goes by the name Dumbo. Quickly talk to me about this tune.
Oh, Dumbo. So I feel like this is the first, like, foray into, like, putting out UK kind of influenced song. I'm in a group called Notorious. You can find them, Ain't Notorious, on socials. But at first we were just a collective of artists who recorded out the studio space. And then over time, one of the in-house producers is like, you want to be on this collab tape? And then we made the collab tape. And then at one point, the hard drive crashed.
Okay.
We only saved one
song. Which is always great fun. Yeah. It's always great when that happens, isn't it?
Money got spent. We couldn't get back. We only saved one song.
Okay.
And then after that, we're like, yo, we have a week. Let's make another project. So we made a whole other set of songs. And then we're like, yo, making music together is vibes. So let's just keep doing it. And, like, there is, like, five artists. Like, we have a singer, we have a rapper, we have, like, a pop star. They're all from different areas. One man's from the Congo, one guy's from Niger, two of us are from Jamaica. Like, it's this, all the cultures just coming together. And depending on who starts the track, different vibe. So Dumbo just, I started it because I was like, oh, okay, let's see what it would sound like if a Toronto guy did, like, a UK, like, track. And then the other guy who comes in second is supposed to be a back and forth. But yeah, it's just energy throughout. Everyone comes in, like, it's like tag team.
Amazing. Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to jumping into this one. We're going to get into it right about now. Exclusive flavor here on Breakfast with Kovu. We do like to treat you, especially on a Thursday morning with the weekend around the corner. Let's get into this one right about now, just coming up to 10 to 10. Let's go. Here we go then, people. Back inside the building, just coming up to around 7 minutes to 10 here. Very excited to continue exploring the sounds of Man Like Lando. He's in the building with us. It's good to have you here. Thanks for coming down to the studio. It's been great to get you into the actual building to get into this discussion. I want to ask about the future. I want to ask about what's on the way. Obviously, you've mentioned the kind of sort of EPs that are on the way.
Yeah.
Like, what's the rest of the kind of year looking like for you? Because obviously, we're at the halfway period at the moment. Like, what's the rest of the year kind of stringing out to be?
Just keeping the momentum going. going, like pushing the single, the next single once it comes out. But for now, yeah, just move in 16-bit, having it do what it's supposed to do, you know, get in some studio work and like make new songs for hopefully next year and all of that. But yeah,
awesome, man. Awesome. I mean, this is the thing. When you're currently here over here in the UK,
yeah.
I feel I do have to ask this. Like, from obviously kind of coming over here, are there any artists that immediately you kind of go, you know what, I want to get into the studio with them? They can be as big as they want, you want, or as small as they want. Is there anyone that you would just like, if you had the opportunity tomorrow to jump into from the UK into the studio with, who would they be?
Yeah, there are a few. Right now, though, off the top of my head, I'd say Nux. But like, yeah, because anytime he drops, I'm there, like,
just listening. Completely all over.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Nux is the guy, man. Again, I feel Nux is one of the ones from the kind of newer breed that yeah. is very much like a combination of conscious and cool at the same time. You know, he has all yeah. of those elements going yeah. on. And there's a lot of similar stuff with your sound, actually, so I can definitely see that kind of coming together. I mean, in regards to sort of music videos and things like that, like, how is the schedule looking in regards to things happening?
So the music videos have already been shot.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, we're just sitting on them waiting, and then they'll come out. Yeah.
How long I always like to ask artists this, like, how long do you like to sit on things before you unleash them into the world?
To be honest, I don't, like, I could make a song today, and if it fits within the plan, I'll drop it like next week. Like, it's just I don't want to get like too married to something I have, then I don't want to put it out, or I feel like, oh, it's trash now, I don't
that's vibe that's,
with
that's
it.
Like the old age
yeah,
old conundrum. If
yeah
the thing that artists always say is, obviously the age old kind of proverb people say is, no, I don't like anything mm-hmm. that I release. Mm-hmm. You liked it when you first made it,
yeah,
obviously
exactly.
by the time it comes
exactly.
out you never do.
So that's why, you know, stick to the plan and then just keep executing. Yeah,
there we go. Very nice, very nice. Well, there we go. We have got one more track to talk about today, and I'm gonna try and get the pronunciation on this right, purely because my phonetics are terrible. Ante Tocumpo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Greek Freak. Yeah,
there we
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know much. You said he was a basketball player.
Yeah, yeah.
I know nothing about basketball. Yeah, I know literally nothing. I'm the noob in the room in this scenario. Talk to me about this tune, how it came together, and why it's named what it is.
Okay, so because I have a line in there, like, Ante Tocumpo been going buck, because he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
But it was supposed to be a session where me and another artist in Notorious was given 2 hours to write, produce, and record the song. So we were under time crunch, and our producer, who has produced most of the songs you've heard, Universes, that guy's a wizard, he just like whipped up this beat, and then like we just started writing, and then the beat contest fell through. But so we added another artist to the song, and then that's what it was.
And it all came from that kind of original scenario. That's cool, though, to kind of have a situation where I suppose you're expecting something to happen with it, but then kind of go, actually, no, we're using this. We're recycling it.
Yeah, they're like, you guys can have it. And we're like, okay, now we can put a video around it, all of that. So we dropped that, I think a few days after 16-bit, or a week after 16-bit. So this one's out. So Notorious, Ante Tocumpo, you can find it on DSPs everywhere.
Amazing. Well, there we go. I'm excited to jump into this one. And just before we go, I want to make sure people who may not have heard of you, this side of the water, who are locked in this morning, are able to kind of follow what you're doing and keep up to date with your kind of platforms. What's the best way for people to follow you on both socials and just online in general?
Instagram. Like, yeah, from there you can find everything. And I'm fairly active in terms of interacting with fans or people. Like, yeah, I'll respond to DMs. I'll collab. Like, I'm always down to work.
There we go. That's always a good thing, and it's spelled LANDO, the number six IX. Letter six. I don't know what's going on this morning. Right, we're going to jump into this one then, and then we are going to round off. You have got the sounds of Bernie coming up next. He's taking you through from 10 till 12. I know he's got an interview on the way as well, so that should be very enjoyable. I'm going to do that same time tomorrow morning. That's going to be 7 till 10 in the AM. I'm joined by Duke Sky for Fresh Fridays, looking for all the latest releases. Lando, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in. Thanks for taking the time out of your morning, driving all the way down here to the sunny South Coast. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, shout out to Sean for driving us from the Play Center. Yeah.
There we go. Thanks, Sean. Right, we're going to get into this one now then. Ante Tocumpo, and then we are going to get into Bernie's show. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere. This has been Breakfast with Kovu. We're live in the building 7 till 10, Monday to Friday. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. Oh, yes.
The South Coast's biggest underground music station, Trickstar Radio.